Welcome back to Senior Talk Radio here at 88.1 FM, WCWP.org. This is Project Independence. And if you haven't guessed by now, it's the Christina Liu birthday party show.
So great.
But it also is very significant because we are having a wonderful conversation in reference to Project Independence, how it came about. I mean, each week we're doing, Christina has, as the producer of the show, gets different speakers, and each one is more informative than the next. Last week, actually, those two ladies were on. I saw them in the newspaper because they did something in reference destination accessible. And they're in the newspaper with Judy Jacobs. County legislator Judy Jacobs made a presentation at some place, and it was really tremendous. They've gone to like 200 different places on Long Island, some in the Queens, and you know, but basically Long Island. And they personally have gone through it for handicap accessibility, saying stay away from the driveway, it's cobblestone. Even though there's a ramp at the building, you can't get to the ramp because you got to go over a cobblestone driveway for 100 feet. But anyway, the point is, the shows that Christina has put together over the years are just tremendous. But it's the program itself. I mean, it really, it's I don't think anybody can, when they stop and think about Project Independence, can really understand the impact. I've been privileged to be the host of the radio for the last year, and because of that, I know everything. But a person just as a regular senior, 60, 65, 70, whatever it is, they read something in the newspaper, unless you get involved and actually become to the advisory, start coming to some of the fling dance, whatever it is to meet some people, you'll never appreciate the depth. Of everything.
We were talking about depth of it yesterday.
Really?
How it's very hard to explain that when you're talking about the program.
Because it's like one thing leads to another thing leads to another. And that's why I say, so even us, like, you know, working there, I say, you know, we really don't, like, until, like, you know, I have to, like, write, you know, these lists of things, and then you, like, it process, like, oh, my God. Oh, wait, that's another thing Project Independence. Oh, that's another thing Project Independence does, you know, and it's because we have these partners in the community and the wonderful social workers and nurses, you know, on top of all, like, the town staff. It's just an amazing, you know, little web of people.
So well, you pull it together so that it's available to people.
Just keep these thoughts because we're going to go right back to it. I just wanted to say something about Sandra.
Okay.
When I called Sandra, like, was it maybe a month ago, a month and a half ago? I say, hi, Sandra. This is John Ryan. Because I'm getting, I'm a friend of Christina's. And, you know, her birthday. And she's kind of cold. And, And then she walks wherever she was. Okay, first I thought this wasn't real. I thought it was Jay calling me. And second, I'm shopping with Christina right now. She's right next to me.
I know exactly what had happened. Because we were in Bye Bye Baby buying a baby gift for one of our friends. And we're talking, you know, because we're constantly yapping. I mean, I don't even know how long we were in the store for because nothing, we're just yapping and we're overwhelmed by baby stuff. And she, her face looked all, and she walked away from me. And I'm like, what the heck is going on? I thought something happened. So I walk near her, and she just keeps walking away from me. So I go, I'm like, so then she gets out, and she looked, her face, like, and I could tell immediately, because we've been friends forever, that she, like, had a Warpole look on her face. But then she didn't seem like, you know, she looked like she was kind of laughing. So then she gets up on me. I'm like, is everything okay? She's like, don't ask me any questions. I'm bad at keeping secrets from you. And she just walked away.
Oh, really?
And that was it. So I was like, all right, I'm going to drop it.
That's funny.
I just remember I said I had to share that with you because it was like.
You can't not share with Christina. That's the tricky
part. She was like, I can't.
All week, I'll usually say who's on the radio show and what's going on. And we just like chit-chat about it. And Thursday afternoon, have a good show, you know.
I know. Break the leg. From me.
And nothing.
There.
I said nothing all
week. I usually
week.
Gather all the material on the guest. I'm like, this is very difficult. I don't know what I'm supposed to do, you know, right now. I need to give Otto something.
And when you sent the format for April, and there was no, you know, today, like, oh, no, what did John tell her for today? And then a few minutes later, the email came. So it looks like, oh, it looks like you have a great April lined
really
up.
Fun. And that's, you know, I just want to, you know, everyone knows, obviously, this program, I love Project Independence, and the radio show is really just been a blessing. I look forward to it. The fact that it's Fridays, it just kicks off the weekend perfectly. And John has been just amazing, amazing host. You know, I was so nervous when Evelyn, you know, who was our previous host, left. I was all sad. I was like, that would be the same. And it's really just an amazing experience with John. It's a pleasure to work with him. And of course, Otto and
John. I will say he's doing a great job.
He really is. It's really It's really
It's now the John Ryan show.
Oh no, we'll I don't want to get in trouble with Christina.
We'll throw him a bone. But no, it really, really is. And all of the people that contribute to the radio show, all the people that come on, and it's just I'm passionate about it. I love it. I think it's important, and I just love the way it's grown over the years, and it's just exciting. So thank you guys for making My job, very exciting and fun.
Just the other day, everybody knows Jackie Shankman.
I think. we love Jack. Jackie's our buddy.
She called. She obviously listens to the show.
Yes.
And she was
one of our first members, too.
I didn't realize. Literacy Nassau.
Yes.
And we were talking about it. But we're always, whoever comes on, Christina brings a person that elicits respect because they're interesting. And, and I've never had somebody that was sitting here saying, okay, now we need another question.
Oh, yeah, no,
make
never.
It up.
Right.
It's like this. It's just conversation.
Right. Yep. Yeah.
And, but she called how happy she was the way it went, because, and I didn't realize her daughter was part of the next chapter, which I think was a tremendous thing.
Right.
But I just think that's so nice that people, it's family.
Oh, yeah. And absolutely.
And, you know, just the way we were talking about Karen.
Right.
From Literacy Now. So it was just, you know, but everybody, honestly, when you think about it, you go through it, Nato does it, you know, you get your notes on the person coming.
Right.
But it's not like
it's not till this
and
that's what
it's very organic. And it's just
That's what makes it easier to understand too. I think, you know, for the person listening, it's not this here's like fact A, B, C, D, you know.
Right.
It's a conversation that you can relate to and say, oh, like, you know, that actually, you know, makes sense to me. I think it helps people. I mean, I know it just being here, I learn something every week. So it's just it's a really a great program.
And I think you try to make it interesting by knowing a little bit before the show starts.
Oh, yeah, that makes a big difference.
You know, if you're not prepared to at least speak to somebody about what the topic is, I don't think that's too good.
Right. And then you realize, you might not realize, but on our end of it, then we're building all these resources.
Right.
So all these people Christina is bringing onto the radio show and through the Pioneer newsletter as well, these are now all resources that we have that we get out to our staff that they're aware of.
Exactly. And I'm glad you said, because it really is, because that's what makes it really cool, is that it doesn't end with the interview.
No, it doesn't.
You know, it forms. You want to write an article for the Pioneer? Oh, let me give your contact information to our social worker and nurses.
Right.
And it really just, it keeps it going. And I think that's just growing, you know, really is what it is. You know, and all the networking, that it's more resources.
Right.
Resources for Project Independence
good.
To refer people to. So,
And back to Jackie for a second. You know, Jackie, just similar to Otto, it's like you become part of our family.
Yeah.
You know, so we're always talking to each other for just to touch base.
Yeah.
You know, or Jackie will call in or send us an email. You know, I'm just thinking this would be a good idea. And what we used to say in the initial advisories was it was like having the local government like in your home, like as your friend.
Right, it's
not something far away that, you know, I look on a website or I send in a tax bill. It's real people, and, you know, it's not foreign. We become part of who you are. And this is your local government. And that's what I think impresses me is
Jackie
working.
Was actually on this show with her grandchildren.
And that was one of my favorites. That was phenomenal.
At the same time.
Okay.
That was a phenomenal.
And we had a great time.
It was really one of the best.
Hold on one second.
Oh, my crap.
Hello?
Hi, John. Sorry about that. I'm just trying to deal with some stuff with my dad, but I just want to make sure I called in.
You're on the air right now.
Oh, my goodness. Hello, everybody.
Hey, Kim.
This is Kimberly Galante, who is the commissioner.
Oh, Kim.
Of both PI and community services.
Yes. Well, I just want to say Christina is an amazing, amazing person to put a smile on everybody's face, and it's an incredible asset to the town of North Hempstead, and especially our senior residents and Project Independence, and I wanted to do nothing more than wish her the very happiest of birthdays.
Oh, love you, Kim. I told you, I'm getting too emotional. This is like too much.
But you forgot to say one thing, Kimberly.
What did I forget to say?
She gets great instructions from the boss, which is you.
No, I have the great joy and blessing every day to work with her, and I couldn't ask to work side by side with not just Christina, but Paula, who I know is over there, too.
Yeah. Okay, thank you.
Love you.
I got to cover all my bases.
You're right, and Otto's here.
Hello.
One of my favorite residents in the town of North Hempstead.
Your favorite resident in the town of North Hempstead.
As well as John Ryan.
Okay, and Chris the engineer.
Yeah. I can't even begin to share how much Chris the engineer fills my heart.
I love it.
Terrific. Good luck this weekend.
Yeah, take care.
Thank you. Love to all. I'm sending the biggest hug and a
right back at you.
Thanks, Kimberly.
Right,
bye-bye.
Take care, Kim.
I've actually run into Kimberly at a couple of pubs. We were having dinner.
Yes, that's the story he's sticking with, everyone.
And he was with money, of course. Right.
No, it's strictly by coincidence.
I'm kidding.
She was there having dinner with a family. I was there twice.
So
it happened.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So we must hang out in pubs a lot. Or something.
Yes. That's something else we just learned about Otto.
Right.
So we
did.
But, you know, I just really, it's just back to Project Independence and how great and just a blessing it is. And I really encourage everyone that to get involved, you know, like Paula was saying with Otto and all of our committee members. I mean, it really is what makes the program successful. It's the other layer of, you know, the puzzle of Project Independence. And we really couldn't do it without these advisory committees who really tell us what's going on in the communities. I mean, we can't be in, I mean, Northampton's huge.
Right.
There's all different needs in each region, and that's where we find out what is really needed and what's going on. So it's just,
you know, over the years, I've gotten involved in lots of different organizations. But if you go to the party of 200 people, you're not getting any place.
Yeah.
You have to go to the advisory, because you'll sit down and there'll be 10 people, maybe the biggest will be 30.
Yeah, we have about 30 in New Hyde Park.
Yeah, some of them are big. There's no question about it.
But
everybody's friendly.
Yes.
A new person coming in, they're going to say, hi, I'm John, I'm Otto. You sit down.
Mm-hmm.
And you're going to get a feel right there and then. Nobody's going to put you on the spot. You'll see everything that Christina's working on and Paula's working on. You'll say, this is the thing I'd like to come back to.
Right.
And at that point, you can be part of the radio. You can be a co-host. You could be a guest. You might have a specific topic. I mean, it's just tremendous. And then the socialization, which
so
was an article
important.
About a week ago or two. I don't remember where. I should have brought it in.
Mm.
The importance of social. I mean, you have many of them.
Important.
But this particular one, they were trying to put socialization over vitamins and different things.
Yeah.
That if you're sitting home with all the vitamins and medicines and everything else, and you're just turning from channel to channel.
Yeah, right. Not
it's
gonna do
it's
it.
Not
you
the
know,
future.
That's such a tough, though. Like, that's a simple word, socializing.
Yeah.
And yet there's some people, a lot of people, that fight that for some reason. And they really don't want to fight it, but they do. Maybe they're shy or whatever. It's a complicated topic. Probably
it
one
really
that could
is
be
very complicated
talked about on one show.
Right.
Yeah, you
but
know?
No,
oh,
yeah.
You
should. Yeah,
it's
that
like,
is
you know,
a good.
That's what we always talk about, you know, all the different things that Project Independence offers, you know, these social workers or nursing. But we have so many social groups now that I think, you know, in recent years have really out of demand grown. I mean, there's social groups all over North Hempstead, and then you have the exercise classes. And, you know, even with these advisory committees, you know, yes, you're going to, you know, an educational kind of discussion, but you're meeting people and making new connections. And I think it really is so important because, you know, you have to stay stimulated. And I think that's the number one thing. And, you know, people just sit there and they might not want to make the effort in fear of, you know, well, I don't know these people. But it's never too late to make friends or to meet people. So it's
well,
it's
I mean,
definitely
the other part of
important.
It, if you are not comfortable by saying a lot, then you don't have to say a lot.
Right,
you,
absolutely.
You just observe and hear and listen. I like to use the phrase, the advisory committee are the smart feet on the street for Project Independence.
Yeah.
Otherwise, most of the people do not live in the neighborhood where the advisory committee is being held.
Yeah, absolutely.
Are we good, Chris?
Mm-hmm.
Go to break? Okay. No, the top of the hour is the important one. But legally, you have to do it. So you're listening to 88.1 FM, WCWP.org. We'll be right back.